Welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are looking a bit mixed this morning, really a tale of two tapes after the S&P 500 snagged yet another record high yesterday.
That's right. We closed at 6,481, but all eyes, and I mean all eyes, were on one name after the bell, Nvidia.
The big one. So they beat on earnings per share, they beat on revenue, but the stock is ticking down pre-market. What is going on?
It's the classic buy the rumor, sell the news, but with a twist. The devil is in the details. While the headline numbers were good, their data center revenue, which is the AI powerhouse segment everyone watches, came in a little lighter than the street's sky-high expectations.
So even a beat isn't good enough when you're priced for perfection. I see the stock is down about 1.7% right now.
Exactly. They noted no H20 chip sales to China in the quarter, which was a known factor, but seeing it in the numbers still gives people pause. The market wanted a flawless report, and this was just slightly less than flawless. It's a tug of war between a great quarter and astronomical expectations.
Got it. Well, while Nvidia digests, some other names are absolutely flying. Let's talk about the winners. Snowflake, ticker SNOW, is just exploding higher.
Exploding is the right word. It's gapping up almost 14%. This was a fantastic report. They beat on earnings, beat on revenue, and that all-important product revenue grew 32% year over year. This is what you want to see from a cloud leader.
And it wasn't just tech. The retailers had a great showing, too. Dollar General and Five Below both look really strong.
Absolutely. Dollar General DG beat estimates and raised their full-year guidance. That stock is up over 6%. It tells you the value consumer is still spending. And Five Below? Just a monster quarter. Comps up over 12%, and they guided everything higher. A really impressive print.
Okay, but it can't all be good news. On the downside, Cooper Companies, COO, is getting hit hard, down over 14%.
That's a guidance story. They beat for the current quarter, but their outlook for the next one, specifically on revenue, was below what analysts wanted. In this market, any sign of future weakness is being punished severely.
So, what's on the economic calendar today? Anything that could move the needle.
Oh yeah, it's a busy morning. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get a flood of data. We'll see the weekly jobless claims, which people are watching for any softness in the labor market, plus the second estimate for Q2 GDP. Then at 10 a.m., we get pending home sales.
And this is all a prelude to the main event tomorrow, right? The PCE inflation report.
That's the big one, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. For now, though, the market is still pricing in an over 82% chance of a rate cut in September. We'll also hear from Fed Governor Waller late this afternoon, so traders will be parsing every word.
All right, let's bring it all together for the traders listening. The S&P is at a record, but Nvidia is weak, and we've got key data coming. What's the playbook for the open?
It's all about key levels and sector rotation. For the S&P 500, watch 648 on the upside. That's the resistance. If we can't break through, support is down around 644. A break below that could bring in some selling pressure.
And for the tech-heavy NASDAQ, with its leader under pressure?
That's the real battleground. We're seeing this divergence. Nvidia is weak, but a software name like Snowflake is incredibly strong. The question is, does money rotate within the tech sector, or does it flow out of tech altogether? The overall sentiment is cautious and indecisive. Volatility is low, which can sometimes be the calm before the storm.
So, final thoughts before the opening bell.
Watch the volume on Nvidia at the open. If it sells off on heavy volume, it could create a headwind for the entire market. But if it finds its footing, the bulls might try to run with the strength we're seeing in other areas. It's a day to be nimble. Watch those economic prints at 8:30 and get ready for the inflation data tomorrow.
A fascinating setup. A day of digestion and rotation seems to be the theme. Thanks for the breakdown. That's all for The Morning Dose. We'll see you back here tomorrow.